If you want to see a car, go see Cal.
Pussy cow.
And I know they said pussy cow. And
then had to have. Everybody was saying pussy stuff back then, apparently.
They were saying, oh, everyone, we pussy cow.
Y'all everyone know. Had subliminal pussy messages back then.
Some things. When you're drinking a sobe dragon, you begin to talk like a dragon. You speak like a dragon. You growl like a dragon. And when your girlfriend says, hey, why are you acting like a dragon? You say, I'm no acting, baby.
So stupid.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the NAS. That's the 916 News on the Street. That's where four hilarious Sacramento comics react to today's Sacramento news. I am joined by, as always, Aurora Singh. Everybody at home, please.
Hello.
Aurora.
I'm pinching everybody because you guys aren't wearing green.
You look like Warren McElroy's help today. You know.
Freaking out here looking good. And we got Dr. Steph Sanders or Mr. Steph Sanders.
Yes, Mr. Hey, what up, though? Where the money resides.
Where the money resides.
And we are joined by, as well, Asia May. Oh, my God.
I'm wearing my green, Aurora.
Where? Yeah,
got on green.
Put it in my school.
And hilarious.
I like when Asia on there. Asia fine. Super thick and fine. That's what we got, super thick over here with Aurora and fine.
We need more Asia in our life. So today is a slow day in Sacramento. There's a lot of COVID news, which I guess we'll touch on.
We in red, right?
We are in the red officially.
In the red.
California, Sacramento County in the red.
For the rest of the week.
Woo-hoo. Come back. So I guess that's my first question. How long do you think we're going to be in the red? And then do you think we're going back to purple, or do you think we'll go toward orange?
Is we're going to go to purple in the summertime.
Yo, yeah, yep. You know why? I just heard that Italy's going back on lockdown because of the variant.
What?
That's the thing. Whenever they went on, we went on.
Yeah.
The variant is affecting Europe. And it's not
the Italian variant is crazy because it's super hairy.
And it is. And the vaccine is not helping. So they about to go back on lockdown.
What happened with us last time they let us free is everybody turned up and then we were back on lockdown. And it's St. Patty's Day week.
Hopefully the vaccine just, y'all know. Like, fellas, I don't mind being on lockdown. I don't like it the back and forth.
Right. Yes.
Just make a decision. Thing, yeah. Say we don't lock down until September. Forget it. And just, you know, I can sit down.
I think they need to do a stricter lockdown. They need to do a solid, like, we're going to be in lockdown for 5 months prepared. You're not allowed to leave your house.
Yeah.
Martial law. The early stages of COVID.
We ain't with all that. I know you're not from America, but we don't like that either.
I do think it's like it's both plans at the same time, right? It's like, let's lock it down so all the people that are vulnerable and whatever. But then also, you know, there's a certain amount of crazy people that are just gonna do whatever they do. So you're kind of simultaneously building your herd immunity while you protect.
Yeah,
like the vulnerable. And I think what we're really trying to do is stop the curve, right?
That's the
so if you do have a few crazy people every once in a while and it spikes a little bit, but the hospitals can handle it, then it's like,
but they actually bet on that. That's why it's the standard deviation and everything.
Betting on stupid people.
They're betting on stupid. It's gonna be
so as long as we're all responsible.
No one's responsible.
Continue to get better.
Exactly. No one.
Look at Aurora. Aurora has a pinky size microphone. Ain't nobody responsible.
Yeah.
She responsible.
I'm holding it like a cigarette. Like, this is the world. This is the world we're in.
The country that went on strict lockdown in the beginning of this had much more success with keeping their numbers down and people not dying and things not spreading.
Look, those countries also didn't have a Bill of Rights constitution and all this. they like socialism and
we ain't got no amendments over here.
we are this country. We like America. Always want to exploit ourselves on everybody else. We Americans, and we don't deal with all that. We go to other countries instead of what we're not going to do.
Yeah.
We're ridiculous.
Such is life.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get better. I'm tired. So everybody here says it's probably going to get worse.
Yes.
Going back to purple.
Yeah. We're going back to purple.
You know, a year ago, this is when in Italy, a year ago, they had 7 deaths and they were the first country outside of China to shut down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little like a week over a year ago.
And as Europe went, Cali went because Gavin Newsom, he look Italian and he's, you know, handsome Italian dude. So he like Italy and he like Italian food. So he said, I'm gonna do what they do.
I like your conspiracy theories. Most conspiracy theories, they'd be like 7 steps removed. He'd be like this, these initials, this, and that person's mom loves ketchups, hence.
Right.
But yours are all just, well, he look Italian, so.
Straight to the point.
That's it. He like Italian food. I saw him at Pazzano's. We was in the same table. I saw him.
Okay. I tried to find some news stories. This was crazy. I found 4 news stories about bombs, explosive devices. One of them.
In Sacramento?
In Sacramento. Not all bombs, but explosive devices. One of them was somebody had a bunch of illegal fireworks at the crib and they went off and like exploded to the point where they were like damaging the neighbors' houses and shit, right?
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Another one was somebody left a car or something like near a hotel with an explosive device in it.
People have nothing to do right now, so they're like doing...
Let's just build bombs.
Piece of military ordinance
for that.
For police.
There's a TikTok for that.
A military ordinance. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Now all these guys sound Latino: Pablo Aurelio, Eric Torres, and Robert Mondragon.
They're angry right now.
I don't know. They were all arrested too. But this is what I thought was cool. It put their ages in it. How would you feel? You found 3 Latin dudes all in a car. One of them's 36, one of them's 23, one of them's 49.
That's Tito.
That's a pretty big range.
And they were found in this car with firearms and a large amount of narcotics and a piece of military ordnance. So that 4 stories, I read 4 stories of vehicles or explosive devices going off. You know, there was, and then also too, motherfuckers can't drive.
See, I'm gonna say, so we got cars, we can't drive. We got people shooting up Old Sac, and we got ordinances going. We're going back on lockdown.
And yeah. Somebody ran their Lambo up a power pole. You know, they'll have like those really long wires.
It's legit Armageddon. People are just saying, "What are the rules?" Oh, we don't give a shit.
Well, Lamborghini,
a Lambo. I'm convinced people cannot drive in Sacramento except for the people at the sideshows. They're badass. And then apparently everybody in Sacramento is into homemade explosive devices or fireworks.
Obviously. Why wouldn't they?
It's hot in the streets right now.
What are they going to do? Go eat a salad and enjoy their life?
YouTube is an angel and the devil.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think that's awesome. Good for these people finding things to do. You know, they get their stimmy checks. They're like, I know what to do with this.
Could you?
I'm gonna blow shit up.
Right.
I'm curious, like, how much knowledge do you have on explosive devices? So like Aurora. So like if you had the MacGyver, like an explosive device, right? Something that it needs to blow up a car.
Right.
And you're like in a
Am I already in the car?
No. You're like, you're in a janitor's closet or whatever. And there's just like, could you make an explosive device?
Got a mop handle, a bucket. 3
Like who here is like MacGyver ready?
Here's the thing. I can barely light a candle. So I'm not your girl for the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do it.
So you're not a ordinance. Could anybody here make a homemade explosive device?
I can.
You can.
Yes.
That doesn't surprise me at all, Steph.
Where did you receive this training? Where did you receive your explosive?
U.S. Army, Fort Dixonland, New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Sam taught you.
Sam taught me.
You were taught by the best, bro.
Yeah.
You're like Stark. You could just be in a cave and be like, I know what to Okay, yeah, I'll build,
I'll build this with a box of scraps.
Yeah. I prefer great materials, but if I need to, yes, I can make one.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, so today is a super slow day. There's pretty much only one piece of news, and that is that people can't drive. People are trying to explode stuff. And a $6.9 million homeless shelter plan has been approved by the Sacramento City Council.
I love that.
That's an ongoing story. Every time we talk about anything, the mall or anything, everybody's like, we should put the homeless there. So they're about to drop $6.9 mil on a homeless shelter.
Yes. Do it. Do it. Give them a place to live. So, give them a place to live.
And that is the only news. That is the only news. It's essentially, it's St. Patty's Day. And we just got into
Wait, is it St. Patty's Day?
Yeah. Is it?
It's St. Patty's Day. They just sent us in the red. So now they're going to send a bunch of people to just mix.
But you're going to St. Patty's Day parade? Meet me there, Asia. Meet me at, tonight.
Where are you going downtown?
Yep, let's go. Hey, everybody, let's go.
I can't really complain.
Put it back in purple tonight.
I don't like large crowds.
We can wait until the summer.
I don't like large gatherings. They make me nervous because of all the bombs. So,
and it is St. Patty's Day. You know, they blow stuff up.
Now, I made this point on my little cartoon that's supposed to finally come out. And I think it's weird, like on St. Patty's Day, that everybody pretends they're Irish and then just gets fucking drunk. And that's cool. Or on Cinco de Mayo, everybody just wears a big sombrero and acts Mexican and gets drunk in the streets, and that's cool.
And not
during Black History Month. Like it's the one ethnic celebration where it's like, no, that's not what we're doing.
Yeah,
but we should walk around today and see how fucking happy everybody is doing a fake Irish accent and talking about Lucky Charms and getting drunk. And I'm just imagine, like, everybody of all races just drinking malt liquor and stumbling through the street doing Black impressions. You know what I mean?
They would bring the St. Patty's Day wagon is what they would do. St. Patty's wagon.
I love St. Patrick's Day so much. I love St. It's my favorite holiday.
You're right now.
Favorite holiday.
I feel like I'm part Irish.
Aurora, you're part everything.
I think that back in the day, I think the Irish people, because they made their Guinness out of old sugarcane barrels from Haiti. I think some Irish people got down with some Haitian people, and I think it's somewhere in my bloodline. I think I'm part Irish because I'm obsessed. You think
you're Irish.
Wow.
You're just obsessed with St. Patrick's.
Obsessed with Guinness.
Because I love Guinness, and I love their. Have you met Irish people from Ireland? They are the funniest motherfuckers you'll ever meet.
What kind of white is Drew?
Like German, I think.
Yeah, y'all can't be together. Yeah, don't be Irish. You put your ass in a concentration camp.
Or he could be Viking. I don't know. We don't know yet.
You better find out. You need to find out. You always got to find out what kind of
white. But Schaefer is it's a German, German something from Pennsylvania. Dutch from Pennsylvania. That's where all the Schaefers came from.
Yeah. Them the ones apartheid. Them the ones enslaved Africa. But it's okay.
Wild shit.
I mean, every part of my blackness and brownness was enslaved at one point. So I can't.
Yeah.
By the white part of you.
And then you want to be Irish.
You want to be Irish.
I'm pretty sure I'm like 0.1% Irish. So.
I got a place everybody should try in Sacramento. I got food.
Yeah, everybody, let's just do a random story. So, what you got, Steph? You got food news, right? Our food correspondents.
Food correspondents.
Steph, before you do it, I went to Revolution.
Did you like it?
Oh my God. It was so good.
Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, I went on Monday, and it was legit. Like the everything was good. I got the buffalo cauliflower.
The business.
It's so good, and I got their mac and cheese. Right.
Do they call it buffalo cauliflower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good. I condone that.
And it's different. It's like not like buffalo. It's not like Frank's Red Hot. It's like they make their own.
Oh, Asia. Just stick
I'm just
with me.
Saying, I don't agree with calling cauliflower buffalo wings. So I'm glad they call it buffalo cauliflower.
Oh, yeah, no, it's buffalo cauliflower.
If they called it buffalo wings, I'd be very upset.
And it's better than buffalo because they make their own sauce and it's freaking amazing. Ugh.
Oh, I'm glad you like that. So I got another place everybody should try. And it's fitting because it's St. Patrick's Day. Make it this week. Alaro Craft Brewery, downtown. Alaro Craft Brewery. And it may sound like it's the brewery, though. They have fantastic.
You're saying it right. Spell it.
Huh?
I don't think you're saying it right. Spell it.
Alaro. I thought it was Alaro at first, but it's not. The owner told me it's Alaro. They got a pub burger, but their fried pickles are the business.
Ooh.
Fried pickles are the business there. They have a Reuben sandwich that is the business. Fried Brussels sprouts that are.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
Seared jumbo.
Huh? I love Brussels sprouts.
Fried Brussels sprouts are your favorite.
I mean, I love Brussels sprouts. Baked, fried, throw them in a salad. Put it
every
in my
time I think I love you because you're weird. I love you more because you're weird. Eating fried Brussels sprouts, watching it rain.
But the fish and chips are the signature.
Identifying as Irish. I'm sorry.
But it's California fish and chips. So it's not just just signature halibut, just regular. They have fantastic breading on it and a sauce on it. And they have veggie tacos that are the business. I'm not even a vegetarian, and they are.
Have you eaten all of these things that you're listing, bro?
I've eaten all those things. When I go to some place, especially because I go to review most of the time.
How do you fit that much food in your tiny ass body, my guy?
I have the metabolism of a third grader.
Did you go multiple times?
Nope. I eat all the time. I have a metabolism,
bro. There's no way you ate all that stuff.
I do. My metabolism is very. My mom used to say, "You have one meal to last all day." That's what I do.
Fuck your metabolism, bro. There's not enough space in your tiny body to fit more than four tacos.
I only have two ribs.
No, logistically, volume, you must not have lungs, bro. You must be just a sack full of gut.
Yeah, man. I go
train his body to expand.
I order 89 dishes and we'll try everything because I need to review. I make a substantive review on a place. So I do it like
Steph,
that.
I have a question for you. For food, do you know a place in Sacramento where you can get a traditional Irish breakfast?
Good question. I will find it out for you, though. I will find it out for you.
I think there is a place. I think
Or an English breakfast. I mean, they're pretty similar, but.
No.
Might have to go to Rockland and Roseville. And
yeah.
We can go between the hours of day sun up and daylight. Sunrise.
Okay, so, now what is this? One more time. What was this place called that you're plugging?
Alaro Brewery. And I thought it was Alaro. It is not. It is Alaro Brewery.
So and you met the owner, I guess.
Let me tell you where it is. Let me give you exactly.
You met the owner? You know the owner? Or the owner was there and you just ended up talking?
Was there. So I always go, when I go with you, I ask to meet the chef and the owner. And, we talk. We rap. So, that I can give some great reviews. And then we can they'll respect them because they get when I do reviews they get the message that I did a review. You did?
I do.
Okay, let me tell you where it is. It's
I would wonder like it's where
40 Capitol Avenue.
Okay.
2004 Capitol Ave. 2004 Capitol Ave. Yeah, go and then go to Revolution Kitchen again, like my girl said.
Do you cook too, Steph, or you just eat shit that other people cook?
No, I do both, but I prefer that the latter. But I cook very well too.
Oh, Asia cooks. Asia puts it down. I do not.
No, Asia, I'm trying to. You don't get invited.
You don't. It's an open invitation. If I ever say I'm cooking,
but I ain't in your cool crew though. I'm not in your cool crew. You don't have a cool crew. You got a cool crew. And every time I see them, I'm like,
I'll get you in the cool crew. The sun is coming out. I love to feed people. That's my thing.
So what's up? Matter of fact, so what's up, part of the cool crew? What's going on in the cool? What's the news? What's the haps? What's your news story for today?
The new workout routine.
Okay, so 41 hits a little bit different. I don't know when you just the way you wake up and stuff. Yeah, so I'm just feeling I've never really been into exercise, but my twin sister, I call her my twin sister, Jackie Pearl. She told me she was working out and she was doing these training sessions. And I was like, oh, cool. You're talking to someone. You're like, oh, cool. That'd be cool. I'd love to do that. And she made time for it. So what Jackie Pearl does is she'll tell that person. She told the trainer, and it's Frankie Marcos. I don't know if you guys know.
Frankie Marcos, the comedian Frankie Marcos.
Yeah. So, we all know Frankie.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And really so imagine funny. Trying to exercise with someone who's funny and also very strong and good. He just got his personal trainer certificate. So it's pretty cool. And I'm like, this ain't for me, but it's been pretty dope.
Are you trying to lose or tone up, Asia? Because
I'm trying to tone up and I'm trying to just strengthen my body and put my muscles where they go on my bones and get my posture better.
That's awesome, Asia.
$1,000 at Good Feet. Yeah. Shout out to Dave at Good Feet for hooking me up with $1,000 worth of insoles. So.
That's dope. And I remember when I was 41. That's a good age.
So yeah, exercise begets more exercise. And then there's just been this whole week where I'm like, I don't want to do anything. So it's still a struggle, but it feels good.
Everybody get your red tier body ready. It's time.
Get it ready.
And I cycled this morning. I have a bike. I have a stationary bike, a Bowflex, and I did a Peloton cycle class.
Bowflex. I heard Bowflex in it. Bowflex.
Bowflex.
I want one of those mirror things. You have a Peloton?
I have the Peloton app and then I have the Bowflex. So I only pay $15 a month and I have access to everything on Peloton. And then I just, I like Chromecast it to my TV. So I have it like on my TV and then I ride my bike.
Yeah, Asia,
and then I only had to pay half the price. Yeah. My Bowflex was only my Bowflex was like $1,100. So it saved, I only paid half the price of a Peloton.
That's good.
And I get everything access to the Peloton.
Workout.
But Asia, what are you doing? You're doing like exercise at home and then Frankie's. Yeah.
So I do exercise at home just on the off days, but Frankie, so we do the training on a Zoom meeting. So he's down in LA, Jackie's at her house. I'm at my house and I get my workout mats out, put them out in the garage or in my space in my room, depending on how cold it is outside. And we just go hard for an hour and it's a lot of stupid stuff like push-ups and freaking mountain climbers. I'm like, what about molehill climbers? Can we start there? I'm not ready.
I haven't getting buckets and there's a 9-foot rim at the park by my house.
Oh, you play?
Me?
That's where you go over there and play and dunking on fools.
Oh, on like these little teenagers or whatever, and they think your boy's a savage beast. It's a 9-foot rim. I'm back, baby. Freaking Charles Barkley and his bitch. Just
I miss playing basketball so much.
Come get these buckets, Ma.
I'm afraid to skin my knee on an outdoor.
No. That's what I'm saying. I play super slow motion. It ain't even you
super slow. I don't miss basketball at all. I don't know.
I don't like making children cry though. That's the only thing is when I play with teenagers.
Oh, that's the best part.
They always get upset because I'm like bumping into them and they're like
they half court. I can play. I'm too old for the full court.
Yeah, I can't play full court. Honestly, I can't either.
The half court, I'm good. I look like Jordan half court.
I gotta build up to the full court again. Aurora
I'm good full
back
court.
In the early 2000s.
At horse. I'm really good at horse. That's really my good boundary. That line right there.
I need somebody else to jump in for defense and then I run. Then
those
I run
are my there. Limits. The horse
play D. Play D. Ellis.
No.
Yeah, I'm one of them old dudes. I don't play D unless I score a buck.
No. If you gonna come right within my area, I'll whatever. Yeah. But if you gotta do all that, it's like I ain't got health insurance, bro.
Right.
That's why I don't like when people like when people go real hard. Like
why I stopped playing basketball. High school year, I was like, man, these girls is getting crazy. I don't know about these elbows they're throwing.
Yeah, they're throwing bows.
My jaw still doesn't click right from high school and college basketball. It still doesn't click right.
Dude, they were beasts and I couldn't handle it. I was like, I'm just gonna go take some pictures and pose.
But when you go in that hard at a pickup game, it's like
He trying to pose.
Pickup game, different. This ain't going on the school record.
Telling them, look, man, you got this. If you want it that bad, man, just take this dub, bro. That's fine.
I'd be like, the scouts is in the stands looking at you.
Yeah, we don't. Looking at you. I'm just here to run.
Last time I played pickup ball, I was playing with Ruthie Bolton. You guys remember her from the Monarchs?
Yeah.
I was playing with her and some of her old teammates, and then some of my old teammates, and we were all playing together. And then I like set a screen on her, and then she fell, and then she thought it was awesome. And so then she's like, "You should come play on the travel team." And I was like, "Okay." And then I just like never followed up with it.
Not easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we like it was like a close, like it was like a really fun pickup game, and we were just all laughing.
I gotta see you do a focus thing. So.
I do too. I gotta see it. Like, what are you? 5'11", 6'1"? What are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm like 6'1".
Okay, that's what I thought.
I see. I wasn't fucking with Aurora. I wasn't fucking with her.
I'm across Aurora's ankles up. I want to see it. I don't believe it.
I don't think you can. That's the thing.
Sydney was talking about shit. What?
She's saying it.
I know. I know you can't. You can't cross. First of all, I don't even come out to play defense that far away from the basket. What's crossing my ankle? I'm staying in the key. Bro. I know my place on the court. It's in the key. That's where I put my body.
And I keep him down.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, does Drew play with you?
Absolutely not. Oh my God. We played one time and I was like, don't ever do this again. I don't want to see this.
I can't imagine my man has it like that.
It was no. Bad. It was so bad. And I love him so much, but no, he doesn't belong on a court. Never, ever, ever.
I got bad ankles. I ain't doing it. I want to go sometimes with my boys. I have boys. They're 6'5", 6'3", and maybe almost 6 foot.
Five. Your son's 6'5"?
My oldest is 6'5". My second oldest is like 6'3", 6'4", or something.
Do they ball?
Before COVID, they did. Not my oldest, though. Isaiah's, he's special. He just likes skateboarding. It's weird.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? I was like, dude, you're 6'5". What is wrong with you? But yeah, I want to go play with them, but I'm only good at trick shots. Like I can toss a ball over my shoulder, behind my bed, ahead after having gone under my right leg, like, and it'll make it every time. But yeah, I can't do anything more than.
Is that when you high or not high?
Probably high. It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
The way you describe it is like a high shot. That's like somebody. Yeah, I want to go under my head, around my neck, through my brain.
There's a theory that if you learn things under the influence, you do them better under the influence. I'm just saying. That's doing a lot of smoking.
Are you guys going to watch the Steph? Did you watch WandaVision?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to watch Falcon and Winter
Soldier? Baby.
Yeah, this Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aurora, you're in, right?
We're all in.
As far as a show that everybody watches, because Asia, I know you in. I know you all about it.
Heck yeah. I just finished. I'm almost done watching because I was bored, so I started watching Agent Carter.
I still haven't watched
Carter. That. It was stupid. It's so network, but I was like, I might as well. I like Jarvis.
Do you think it's going to be better or worse than WandaVision?
Oh, I think we're just getting started with WandaVision, honestly. I think the way that things have to progress in these shows, we're going to see a lot more. So I'm looking forward to it being a very good story and the good action when the action does that.
Be better action, but
it's not going to be action packed. I don't think.
Oh, I think it is.
No, I mean, there's going to be definitely scenes of action, but I don't think the plan is to make this a whole long ass Marvel movie where they're constantly fighting.
I think they are.
You think so?
I mean, not that I think they're going to have a lot of story too. Right?
That's what I mean.
But I think there's going to be a lot of action.
It'll be well balanced.
Yeah. And it's all going to be very grounded. I think there's going to be mysteries like, what is this or who is that? But I don't think you're going to be like, what is happening? So I think the whole show is just going to be fucking hilarious, right? It's got to be just their banter.
There's going to be some cameos.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I can't wait.
Got to be cameos.
We have cameos for this show. Everyone wanted something big at the end of WandaVision that didn't happen. So something has to be introduced here that's going to go, oh, yeah, but yeah, I think this walking into Loki is going to be insane.
This is what I read, and it makes sense to me. And everybody who's like really pumped up about the shows, I think the Foggy said that they want the movies to be the exact same characters, totally connected, but separate. In that, like, if you're a normie, like, if you don't have Disney Plus, You right. can watch you the next Avengers it. Movie and it's still, and then Wanda and Vision's right. back and Vision's white. And you're like, what happened? You don't have, they're going to introduce all of these ideas for those audiences. So I don't think they're going to do like mutants or any, like they might have cameos of people you already know, but I don't think they're going to introduce big, huge, massive concepts in the show.
Well, they just now introduced, they just now started talking about the mutants movie, and there's, you know, talk mm-hmm. that it's called The Mutants right now, but that could change between here and production. So without having, if it's going to be a brand new background story for mutants, then I don't see them coming into play too much.
Man, not really.
Maybe until little, they drop that.
So if we have slow news days, especially like, or maybe just like on Mondays, I'm gonna start talking about what you guys thought about the episode. Cause I love that. I love those stupid shows, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love them. And then Aurora, you got happy news, right?
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day, y'all.
St. Patrick's Day, what?
I checked the calendar to make sure Ellis was right. It's St. Patrick's Day.
For Irish coffee.
Yeah, where is everyone drinking today?
Yes. Yeah. I even got a gig and I got somebody to drive me.
Wait, Ellis, where's your gig tonight?
It's in series. How do you
wait, I think
before I know. That's crazy.
Wait, I think
Did you fall out, bro?
Wait, Steph, are you in the show?
No, I'm not.
Wait, Ellis, I think Drew's in the show and I think I'm gonna be there.
I was supposed to go to that show.
Best day ever.
I'm pretty sure.
Drew and you, because I was like, I'm not booked for anything.
Yeah, no, I think
Curtis tried to book me for that last week, and I was like, I don't know if I can make it by 7.
Who was Curtis?
Oh yeah, it definitely is the same show. Yeah, Curtis, right? Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll see you tonight, Ellis. That's so funny.
Nice. Best
spot. He took my spot. You see that? What happens when you're not available?
I took your spot.
But it's fucked up because I actually am available to be there by 7, and
let's Ellis go, Asia. Me and you can go. Let's go, Asia.
We drive and we going.
We going. We rolling.
Okay, so my good news is that in Sacramento tonight in downtown Old Sac, they have a celebration. It's not a parade, but they have a St. Patrick's Day hunt, and it's going from March 13th through the 21st. And you can go down there and find, what is it? Hold on. What do you find? You find something. First place.
Scavenger hunt. On.
Yeah. The
rainbow. It's right here.
Oh, it's a scavenger hunt.
The rainbow.
You find shamrocks, I think. You keep finding shamrocks and you find as many as you can. First place gets 2 admission tickets redeemable for the waterfront wheel or French Street carousel.
Whoa.
Okay. $1 worth of fun.
That's cool. And then second place, everything in third place prize pack. Plus an original audio Aurabox 2.0 speaker. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. And then third place, get ready for this. You get an Octoforce 800 MAH power bank, Yeti 300 ounce tumbler, white hydro bottle, and Himalayan Yeti? Performance cooler. Whoa.
The Yeti though?
That's pretty cool, honestly.
What model again? MHA.
This is great.
Oh, there's different competitions too. That's for the leprechaun hunt.
Okay.
And so there's you guys check it out. You guys can just Google Old Sacramento. Go
what
to
is
their site.
What is it lately too with the leprechaun hunt? Because like my nephews actually too want to make a leprechaun trap. And I was like, do you know the leprechaun's a grown ass man, right? Like you're not catching him with a box. He is defending his goal. Even if you got him in a box, he's gonna beat you. He has a beard. This is a post-puberty fucking Irish man on St. Patty's Day.
This is how leprechauns get you. This is how they get you. First of all, they make shoes. These little leprechauns are little schemers. Okay, so what they do is they make shoes. Right, that's how they make their money. They sell shoes, and the way that they get more shoes is they're really good at music, so they make everybody dance to wear out the soles of their shoes, so they have to keep buying new shoes. Hey, you know what? I'm just spitting the facts because I went to Ireland last year for my honeymoon. We went to the Leprechaun Museum and we learned the history of leprechauns, and this is legit.
Oh, so they do make their money.
They're cobblers.
Yep. And that's why they keep getting their gold, because they keep selling shoes.
That makes sense.
And then they throw parties and they make everyone dance in their
parties. They make everybody dance their souls off, and they got to come back for them.
They got to get more shoes.
Parties.
A leprechaun's racist. Did you learn that?
No, but I did learn that some of them are evil. And I did learn that fairies are evil in Ireland, and they sometimes do changelings, where they take your baby, your newborn baby, and they change it with a evil leprechaun or evil fairy that looks like your baby but acts different. And so then, the moms will go out and they will kill their babies, because kill the changelings, then their babies will be brought back by the fairies.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Anyway, that's it. That's the show. Bye, Sacramento.
Love you guys. Toodles.
Off the change.
I messed up. You know what? No, I don't want to do that. I forgot.
But we forgot to do our plugs.
My name is Ellis, and I'm doing a show with Drew tonight. What's up, series? E-Rod, Illustrator, what's cracking? What's popping? Aurora, tell the people where you're going to be.
I will also be in series tonight, but I will not be performing. I will be drinking Guinness in the back and questioning my life decisions.
I'm coming for you.
You can follow me on anything, anywhere, at Aurora Singh. Aurora, like the Disney princess. Singh, like every Punjabi you've ever met. If you don't know how to spell it, go ask the cashier at your gas station. They'll know how to spell it. And
pretty much.
Huh?
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 Huh? What? That's it.
Steph, where can we find you, boy?
Yo, my name is Ellis Rodriguez, and you can find me today, a new episode Off the Change podcast. Go check it out. Off the Change everywhere. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. Where the money reside. Yeah, and anywhere that's food, you can check me out.
That's right. And then
I am Groot.
And in Asia, what's up? Where are you
at? My name is Asia May. You can find me. My next show is on the 20th. It's in Stockton at some bar somewhere. Who knows?
You want people to go to some random bar in Stockton and ask if Asia's having a show?
You had nobody there, but get your money, specific. Girl.
So where you will find the details for that show is on my IG. I'm exclusively Asia May. You can find me on YouTube, exclusively Asia May. Twitter, I'm 6 foot Wonder Woman, no vowels. That's it, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
AJ, ever since you started working out, your confidence is too much.
That's these guns, chapow.
Oh, also, I wanted to say that next month I have 4 live shows.
Oh, nice.
So definitely follow the gram so you can get the deets.
Awesome.
And then that's it. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Be safe. We love you, Sacramento.
Don't drink and drive.
You say drive
safe. Don't drink and drive.
Trust me.
Yeah. But drive and drink. Definitely drive and drink.
Drive and drink.
Okay. Don't drive
and then drink and then stop driving. As long as you
right. Because don't ever be a quitter.
Quitting is for losers.
That was for suckers. All right, that's it. Bye.